Welcome to ZyQuest, a video games podcast for people who are too busy to play video games. I'm Dave Rupert.
And I'm Jan Hoy.
And today, in addition to our regular weekly stand-up, video game stand-up that Jan and I do, we're going to talk about a panel we saw at PAX South the other week called Balance in Game Design. Jan, do you want, for the people who weren't there, do you want to kind of explain the panel?
Well, the panel basically talked about how saying some games are unfair, where a player is overpowered or a game is unbalanced, and you know, things like that. So
kind of like in Overwatch, which is a game we play religiously. like I don't know, like it's always like, oh, you know, Hanzo is OP, although Hanzo's not super OP. He's just a bad character. But you know, it's stuff like that. It's like how do you achieve balance and maximize fun? I think the example we kind of gravitated to was like the, I don't know the names of them, but the like three armies in StarCraft, right? The the Zerg, the Blurg, and the Derg.
The Zerg, the Protoss, and the Terrans.
Right, and so they put them on a chart, which was a Pareto efficiency chart, but they put it on a chart, kind of showing like speed versus strength, right? And it's kind of like balancing those out, like this one's faster in there and but less strong, and this one's weaker and very fast. And I don't know, I thought that was very interesting. And they kind of like explained like, where, if you had a fourth army, where would you put them on this chart, you know? And
yeah, like, what was that chart called?
The Pareto efficiency or optimality. Right. Yeah, I know. That's a big one. But it was very interesting. It was very interesting. There's actually, we can do a link in the show notes to the whole talk. It's online. If you want to watch it, but I just thought it was interesting because we play a lot of games, and then you like when the game is not fair, you feel like Jeff Kaplan has personally coded the game against you and is trying to punish you in Overwatch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeff is just watching us play moving every pixel, affecting every pixel some way.
Yeah, he's hand coding every pixel against me in this dumb game. And but there's also I was watching a Game Maker's Toolkit on YouTube's, which is Mark Brown, British guy, very handsome accent. But he was talking about feedback loops, not positive and negative feedback loops. And it's kind of like the idea that if you a positive feedback loop is if you do something well, you get more rewards, like stronger. And the best example of that is the Call of Duty. Like you shoot somebody, you get 10 kills or 5 kills, you get a call in an airstrike. Like the better you do, the more like, basically ults that you get. Same as Overwatch. The more kills you get, the more on fire you are, the more you get ults or whatever. So, and then the negative feedback loop is where the leaders are punished. Like in Mario Kart is the best example of this, the blue shell. You know, it's like, if you're in the lead, you actually get penalized for being in the lead, but, and you get like the bullets and the golden mushrooms if you're in the back. So that's a negative feedback loop because like the winners get penalized. So anyway, it's just interesting, but like a negative feedback loop creates a lot of fun, right? Like it just, drama and kind of like everyone's on the same level together, you know, like, you know, that's part of the game. So
yeah, that's always part of my strategy when I play Mario Kart is I sit in the back until I get something. It's actually just part of the strategy. So I actually like and that's just me playing that game, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of laps from that game. So it just creates that strategy, you know, of just getting an advantage.
We should play. I think we're opposite because I try to be in the front, but that's also my road driving strategy is I always want to be in the front.
Yeah, but you know, when I'm in the lead, I just, in the back of my head, I know somebody has that blue shell and I know someone's going to get that lightning bolt strike on you. I just know it. So that's the reason why I just sit in the back until I have to go. I don't know. I don't even know. I don't watch NASCAR, but there has to be that same strategy somewhere there.
Yeah, I think you can call lightning in NASCAR. Anyway, it was just interesting, thought provoking. I think we'll share the link, and I think it was a pretty good talk. All said and done, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
It was also highly entertaining too. So, those guys are really hilarious about just like talking about how where the it's just skills start, and I that actually was pretty thought provoking. So,
yeah. Cool. Well, hey, do you want to cut over to stand up? Does that sound good?
Yeah, we can cut over. We can talk about what we did over the week. I'll go ahead and start.
Yeah, you go ahead. Yan Wing, what video yes. games did you play? And what are you going to play? And do you have any blockers?
Oh, well, I'm still battling it out in Hyrule, Breath of the Wild. And
How's that going?
I don't know that this game is one of those games that it, like when you see people talk about it, they're like, oh, I already beat this divine beast, or I already got this far, or I got the master sword, and I'm like, man, like, do I just suck at this game? I keep running into like things that constantly just stop me from like moving forward, and right now I am actually stuck on one of the divine beast bosses. I don't remember his name. I just remembered that Sunday I spent 3 hours trying to beat this boss, and eventually I just shut the thing off, and I'm like, all right,
it's the one in the camel, right?
Yes, it is the one in the camel. Yeah.
And that one's so hard. I feel you. That was the hardest one.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about balancing games and stuff, I'm like, where's my reward at for constantly losing to this guy? There was a brief moment when I almost beat the boss. I was like, did the switch go like, okay, we're going to give this guy a break. But, but that moment never happened. So,
I have no tips other than I think it's all about like reaction flurry rush things, but, it's no fun. So,
So I took a break from that. I'm also, I went back to Hearthstone.
Ooh, tell me about this, because this sounds expensive.
When Hearthstone first came out a couple years ago, I remember I played the game like every chance I got, whether it was like when I was like, you know, standing in line at the grocery store, or I'm just you know, waiting for something, like waiting for a package to be delivered or something. I just picked up this game, and it was fun. It was very accessible, and it felt balanced.
You're on the phone? And you like started it on the phone?
No, I actually started it on the tablet.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean it was and it did it port over to the phone, and but I came back to it like it's been a couple years now, and it's as though I'm playing a brand new game. I have no idea what's going on in there. I feel like there's a lot of OP cards, and I'm playing against another human, and I'm just there's strategies, there's metas on top of metas, and I'm like, I do not know where to start. I think this is and the only thing that came to my head, I mean, the only thing that crossed my mind is like, you know, this is why Magic the Gathering feels kind of like inaccessible, because it's just so many things are going on, and I'm trying. I'm not giving up. I'm actually taking my time and be patient with this game and relearn all these new cards as came out in the last 24 months, and somewhat enjoying it, and finally another game I've been playing is called based upon your recommendation, it's called Train Bandit.
Yes.
So Train Bandit has been it's on iOS, and it's that like one more game, you know, one more game rule, and it's kind of like you're basically a cowboy or something, and then you're just hopping back and forth like to try to take out the enemies in the veins of Flappy Bird.
Yes. And, yeah. It's highly addictive. What do you rate it? What's your rating on our Angry Bird scale of 0 to 3 stars?
Yeah, I would say pick it up. I would give it a 2. It's definitely worth picking up, and it's free to download. I've spent a handful of hours on it already, and kudos to the developers that I'm just like, I go to it whenever I have some idle time. So I give it a 2.
It's hashtag good for pooping.
or something
which I
like.
Think is the best iOS game rating possible. So, no, it's a good game. It's a good game. So any block, what are you going to do this week? What's your plan? What's your game plan? And what's your, any blockers?
Right. Well, let's see. Of course, I'm going to resume Breath of the Wild. I have to beat it. So I finally told myself that I'm not going to do every side quest, and I'm just going to try to get the main quest done so I can feel like I completed something. This game came out last March. I need to move on. I'm in the back of my head, I'm like, I need to beat this game before it turns a year old. So I'm going to play some Breath of the Wild. And I'm also, I'm interested in trying out, I'm going to resume playing Hearthstone. And from that point, I have no other blockers besides that. I just want to skip you. I do have a blocker. I am going out of town. I think Hearthstone would be the perfect game to like play while I'm out. You know, that it'll take me on the Overwatch world for a little bit. So I'm going to spend some time with that.
Cool, man. I guess I can go. This last week, I said I was going to play High Hell, which is a Devolver Digital game, and I did play it, but not a lot, only like an hour or something. But I will say it's a pretty cool game. I'll give it 2 out of 3 stars, but with like a lot of qualifications. Is that okay? It's kind of like, you know, like when in Wolfenstein 3D, you'd like bust into a room and there's like, oh shoot, there's Nazis in this room, gotta shoot them, right? And it takes like 3 or 4 minutes for them to like fire a bullet at you. You know, it takes like, it's really slow. This game is like just like that. Like you break into a room and there's like 2 or 3 or 5, 10 guys in there, and they're gonna shoot at you with laser guns, and you only have like 3 hit points or something. So you gotta like kill everybody as soon as possible, and they like run at you real fast too. I think it's like a very cool concept. It's very like Doom feely, and the visual aesthetic is almost like, low poly VHS, you know? It's really cool, and I really like it. But, I brought it on my little PC, my laptop, and I was like, I plugged in the controller and I was like, okay, let's start. And the control, like, it didn't work with the joypad, you know, and it was kind of like a run and gunner, you know, like 3D with, and it only worked with mouse and keyboard. And maybe that's a user error and I did something wrong, but I couldn't get it to work. So like I'm on my laptop and I'm like, okay, well, I gotta go set this on a table. I gotta go plug in a mouse, you know, and then I can kind of wads through and play. And that was maybe a bit of not unexpected kind of like hassle, you know, and that sort of like ruined my first impression. But it's a cool game. I like the indie nature of it, you know, the aesthetic and even just the, like, the Wolfenstein feel, that feel when you, like, open a door and then all of a sudden there's guys in there and you have to shoot and you, it's kind of like a puzzle, almost like a reaction game, like Train Bandit or something. You have to know where they are and take them out as quick as possible or else they'll kind of run at you and shoot you, you know? So I think it's cool. I want to play it more. But this kind of gets into like my whole thing, man. My whole thing, man, is I want these games on the Switch, right?
Yeah.
Like
everything on the Switch.
I think I have my next game might have to be something on the Switch so that I can like hang out with my family instead of like, you know, like running over to my computer that's set up in the kitchen and, you know, putting in headphones because I don't want like my kids to listen to like ultra violent gore, you know, or whatever. Like I want to still be around, but like I think I need a game that can work or on the Switch. And there's kind of two games I'm maybe thinking about, but they cost big bucks. So I need to like really think about it. If you want to sponsor the show, hit me up. But the two games I'm kind of looking at are like Overcooked, because I haven't played that, and I think my wife would like that, and so I think I may like force my wife, like subject her to this podcast, you know, make her take part in this podcast unwillingly. And then part two would be or number two is, you know, I've seen a lot of Mario versus Rabbids or whatever that is, that XCOM-y kind of game. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's definitely on my backlist.
Is it? Because I've heard like decent things about it. I heard that even like the creator of XCOM was like, they did something I was never able to do, which is like make it entertaining. And even just like the way they approach balance, or again, that balance in the game, like it's different, you know, it's kind of very, it's the Nintendo aesthetic. It's like fun over everything, you know? So, mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know. I think I'm kind of like, I don't know. I'm maybe going to have to like, I've got my Switch here and I went through everything and I like bookmark, I have like 40 things on my wish list, but yeah, I might have to like, I don't know. I need to find a game on this Switch device here. And I just, I'm struggling, man. It might be Rabbids. I might just see what that is. Dusty, the guy who made Train Bandit, also designed Astro Duel Deluxe for the Switch. So that's maybe on my list, but I don't know.
I can sit here and we can add another 20 to 50 minutes of me talking about all the amazing Switch games that are out right now that I want to play, but that's the reason why I'm trying to power through what I have right now so I can get to them.
I also want to play like Street Fighter 2 Ultra just to play Street Fighter. I'm so. But this Samario Rabbids one is $60 and Overcooked is $19. So I don't know. I mean, you know me, I got money for it, but I don't know. But like for like a hobby, you know, you're like, am I going to get $60 of entertainment out of Mario versus Rabbids? I don't know.
I'd say start small and go with Overcooked and go from there. Because again, you're trying to get your wife. You said you want to get your wife to play, so I think maybe that'd be the best entry there.
All right. Well, next week, maybe my wife will come on the podcast. I'll make her do it. I'll make her do my job next week. All right. Well, cool, man. I think that's all we got for this week. Follow us at @aside_quest on Twitter. Subscribe in your podcatcher of choice. Star heart, favorite it up. That's how people find out about the show. We really appreciate y'all listening to this. And if you have any recommendations, hit us up on Twitter. We love any kind of recommendations, games we have to play, that you think, you know, are kind of like, you know, we need to see it. We need to do it. We really would love that. Yeah, you got anything else, Jan? Is there?
No, that's pretty much it. I'm just trying to power through it.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.